Good morning. My name is Logan Prestel with the Oakland Church of Christ. It is an honor to present a lesson from God's Word to you this morning. Psalm 98, verse 1 and 2 says, "Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have gained him the victory. The Lord has made his salvation, his righteousness he has revealed in the sight of nations." All throughout the Bible, we have examples of victory, going all the way back to the very beginning with Adam and Eve. One example we will look at today is the destruction of Jericho. Now, Jericho was a city that was needed for the conquest of the land of Canaan, which was promised to the Israelites. The leader of the Israelites at this time is Joshua, who has taken over for Moses. The Israelites have moved through toward the land of Canaan in order to take it. And they come up to Jericho, and Jericho is a very secure city. Joshua has been given very specific instructions on how the Israelites were to take the city. The priests were to take the Ark of the Covenant and ram's horns and march along with the army. They were to march silently around the city once a day for 6 days while the priest blew the horns. On the seventh day, they were to march around the city 7 times. Then when Joshua gave the command, all the people were to shout and the walls of Jericho would fall flat. Now all these specific instructions were done and were performed. The walls of the city did fall flat. Now, if these instructions were not followed to the letter, God's instructions were not followed, then this would not have happened. They had faith and trust in God that these things would happen, and they followed His instructions. This is the same pattern that we have today. If we aren't following God's laws and God's precepts, we're going to be falling just like this Jericho wall fell for the Israelites. So we must be reading and studying God's Word, knowing what He wants us to do for Him today. Because He also instructed Israelites not to take anything from Jericho. They were to destroy everything out of Jericho and not to take anything because it all belongs to God. But one man, Achan, decided he wanted to be greedy, and he took part of this gold and silver and part of the clothing that he found in Jericho. The taking of these things were going to cause problems for the Israelites as they were taking this next city over, which was called Ai. Ai was eventually able to be taken, but not before Achan was found out to be the culprit for taking things from Jericho. All of his family and his possessions were stoned and burned. This is why God wants us to be obedient to Him. Because if we are obedient to Him, we can overcome things of this world and the difficulties that we have day in and day out and the things that we have to deal with in this life. So in concluding this lesson, God gave victory to Joshua and the Israelites. When the Israelites obeyed God, God fought for them and gave them the victory over their enemies. But when the people disobeyed God, like Achan did, God took their victory away. So God will do for us what He did for Israel. We are always in a spiritual battle with Satan. If we ignore God's plan, He will not fight for us. But if we follow God's instructions, He will be on our side. He will fight for us. He has the power to beat Satan. I'll leave you with one more verse. Joshua chapter 24, verses 14 and 15. "Now therefore fear the Lord, serve Him in sincerity and in truth. And put away the gods of your fathers served on the other side of the river and in Egypt. Serve the Lord. And if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." I want to thank you for listening today. I hope you can come worship with us at Oakland Church of Christ, located close to the intersection of Townsend Ford Road and Newcut Road. Our worship times are at 9:30 on Sunday mornings for Bible class and 10:20 for worship, and also at 5 o'clock in the afternoon on Sundays. And we meet on Wednesdays at 7 for Bible class. Thank you and hope you have a great day.